Blackstone presents Never Say Invisible, a memoir of living and being seen with ALS by Jeremy Schreiber, foreword by Augustine Burroughs. This book is read by Ramiz Monsef. All charts, diagrams, and photographs that appear in the print edition of this book can be found in the bonus PDF file that accompanies your audiobook CD or download. To my parents, my love and gratitude for all that you are and all that you have done goes beyond what words can describe. I could not have asked for better parents than you. To Melissa Simpson, my unicorn of sunshine, you make everything better. To Todd Adest, you are my personal savior. To the men of MDI, men, I am Schreiber. This journey would have been painfully different if it were not for each of you. Complete. Publisher's note. After a long, courageous battle with ALS, Jeremy Schreiber died on October 29, 2021, while writing this book. The team at Sandra Jonas Publishing collaborated with his parents, Fred and Ronnie Schreiber, to finish and release his memoir, allowing his words to live on as a guide and inspiration to all of us. In Jeremy's honor, we will continue working together to raise awareness for this devastating disease, as well as for the millions of people struggling with disabilities. All the stories in this book reflect his recollection of events. Some names, locations, and identifying characteristics have been changed to protect the privacy of those depicted. The information presented is based on Jeremy's experience and should not be used for diagnosis or treatment or as a substitute for professional care. A final note, we use the word accessible to mean accessible by people who have a disability. Foreword by Augustine Burroughs. When Jeremy Schreiber, whom I did not know, emailed me requesting a blurb for his memoir about his journey with ALS, my favorite part was that he provided two pre-written blurbs from which to choose. Not that he was pressuring me to use either one, mind you. He was being thoughtful and helpful in case I was too busy to read the book myself. I've been asked for a lot of blurbs, but no author has ever included options. I wrote him back and told him I would read his manuscript immediately. You telepathically saw into my coal-filled soul and under...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?